Earthlings, what's up?
It's your man, SKYZOO.
Thurs 92 crew.
This is Sasha Mackey.
Yo, this is K Mayfield, Mania Music Group.
What's good, people? This is your man, 4Knox, live and direct.
Jerobi from the Tricolor Class.
I am Eternia from my mother's womb.
This is Dead End Hip Hop.
Dead End Hip Hop. Rocking with Dead End Hip Hop.
Chuck, Dead End Hip Hop.
Dead End Hip Hop.
Dead End Hip Hop.
Dead End Hip Hop.
So here's the thing. We are in the year 2012, and hip-hop has been around for well over 30 years now. Why can't hip-hop start to evolve and accept a rapper that may come out of say, okay, what's holding it back?
Our masculinity?
Still? In 2012.
Dude, you see the comments? How many times do I get called faggot on every single show? Every single show.
You just, I don't think you meant it, but you just equate being masculine with being homophobic, not the same thing. You know, like you can have guys who are effeminate, you know, who are what we would call cam, you know, not necessarily gay.
You know? You're equating masculinity to being homophobic.
I'm not equating masculinity to homosexuality or homophobia. What I'm saying is the hip-hop community as a whole, and furthermore, the black community as a whole, equates homosexuality with being soft. I'm not doing that myself because, shit, I used to live in fucking Midtown. Them motherfuckers are huge. I don't equate homosexuality with being wimpy, soft, or being a punk.
Because
I've seen some big-ass motherfuckers that would whoop all ass at the same goddamn time. But I think that hip-hop as a whole, no matter how big you are, you could be the most fucking diesel-ass, Debo-looking motherfucker. The second you say you're gay, you're automatically a punk. So we're not going to listen to that.
Kind of same thing with sports. You know, is it openly?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Is it?
You're not going to tell me a gay football player.
But did somebody come out before?
John Amici,
but he retired, though. Like, I'm talking about, like, it's openly.
But,
like,
but openly, like, in right. the locker room.
Right.
Like,
that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Nah, that's
you
not.
You think someone would accept if LeBron James, just an example, if he was like, yeah, I'm openly gay.
Someone needs to interview the people. Like, the one of the links I sent you was about, you know, the footballer, Dustin Fashanu. Like, first £1 million ever black footballer. Like, and he hung himself, you know, because partly because the way he was treated because of his homosexuality. There was a documentary recently in this country about, you know, the idea of the gay footballer. And Justin Fashanu, like, was the first ever £1 million black footballer, like, amazingly talented footballer. And he, you know, he got shit, you know, racist abuse, as a lot of black players did, you know, but the fact that he was gay was almost too much, you know, for anyone to cope with, including his own brother, who publicly disowned him. And Justin Fashanu hung himself. And the fact that that happened is now used as an excuse for professional footballers to not come out now, which is complete bullshit. And in this program, like, you know, Justin Fashanu's niece spoke to professional footballers who said, you know, if one of my teammates came out in the cloak, you know, in the dressing room or whatever, you know, they wouldn't give a shit. You know, like, everyone's assuming that, you know, if someone's in the gay in the dressing room, they're going to try and jump on you and, you know, pin you down, rape you or whatever. I mean, it's pathetic.
If you look, I think the discussions are being held, and I think at some point it will get to a point where somebody is comfortable enough to come out and say that they are gay, or somebody may want to come.
So what's your time frame, though? Because I kind of agree with you, but depending on how far you're talking, I don't think it's going to be any time recent.
I think the discussions are becoming more and more frequent. But I don't know.
Do you still think people are going to accept it, though?
I think the first half of the battle is for somebody to actually come out that's dope and do it. And then we can see what people accept it.
I think that any group that is associated with being tough or masculine is not going to accept something that automatically gets a stigma of being soft and feminine. So I just don't see it.
That a guy from a lower league football team recently wrote an article in response to the, you know, to the program I was just talking about, saying, you know, I'm sick of footballers being labelled as Neanderthals. No, I'm not stupid. I'm not a homophobe just because I'm a footballer. You know, there's all these assumptions made and people wondering about what would happen if it happens. Like, it needs to just happen.
Somebody somewhere will be the first one to take a stand. And you know, at some, and that person may not make it, or that person may receive a lot of backlash, but it may inspire others to say, you know what? I'm gonna come forward too. And it may create,
take that chance.
Somebody that don't care. I mean, we're growing up in an age now where, you know, where it's it's being gay is open. You know what I'm saying?
But I think it's because we live in Atlanta, dude. I don't know if it's like that everywhere. You know, yeah. we live in one of the biggest cities, the biggest gay population. Yeah. So I think that outside of here, it may not be as, and even here, how often do we hear somebody getting called faggot?
But look at the number. Look at television, though. Look at the number of, look, the gay community is represented well on television.
Okay.
So or in media as well, on the radio.
But think about the areas, they think about the areas that they're accepted in. Gays are not accepted in sports. They're not accepted in hip hop. They are accepted in fashion. They're accepted in Hollywood. What do those two things have in common? Think about it. And I'm not saying it's right, and I'm not saying I think that way, but it's just the way people fucking think.
Because you have to look at hip-hop and sports as a competitive in nature. You know what I'm saying? It's competitive by nature.
So gay people can't be competitive?
No, we're not saying that, but it goes to Mike's point of being masculine. It's something that is masculine, is dominated by masculine people. You know what I'm saying? Sports is, you have to be masculine. So for somebody, and I'm not saying that a gay person is less masculine,
right? That's
but it's the perception.
Exactly,
it's the perception. Exactly. And for LeBron James to be as big, as beastly as he is, and killing people on the court like that, and him to come out and say gay people will be like, oh my god, like people are not going to look at the man the same way. I still will be. I'm like, yo, you a fucking baller. I don't care, but. The perception around LeBron would be completely different, dog.
But anyway, he would attribute masculinity to being gay, would he not? What do you mean? Because the fact that if LeBron James comes out and says, I'm gay, is that going to change his game? He's still going to be dunking on motherfuckers. Yeah, then all of a sudden, you're going to be like, you know what? Huh?
You're thinking about things logically. You're not a homophobe. Think about how homophobes think.
Exactly.
They think that every single gay, right, he might, you know, they think that every gay person, just like he said a minute ago, every gay person is going to try to suck my dick. And every gay person is going to try to rape me. That's what they think.
And just think about somebody that has something openly, like, negative toward gay people. Tim Hardaway, a couple years ago during the All-Star game, they didn't even invite him to it because of what he said.
He sure did.
You know what I'm saying? And that's technically a legend, almost a Hall of Famer, right?
Yes, yes. Just for the record, what do you remember what he said?
Did he make a homophobic comment?
Yeah, it was around the same time that the same basketball player came out. His name is John Amici, and he already retired, and he said that he was gay. He was already gay when he played in the NBA.
But he
had
until he retired.
Remember
I said that. And I then said he retired.
Well, he had no choice. But then Tim Hardaway came out and said, I wouldn't support no teammate like that. I can't have no teammate in the locker room.
Then what happened?
All right. And the NBA was like, yo, you know, we don't feel
that
way.
That's called PR.
Exactly.
That's not called acceptance.
Exactly.
But it's taking a stance. PR or whatever.
Now we're getting somewhere. Now we're talking about economics. We're talking about actual things that affect actual people. Like, you know, I mean, some people, you know, they would see me as a white gay person talking about hip-hop and think, why the fuck, you know, who the fuck is he talking about hip-hop? He's just some white dude who's obviously racist, like trying to get black people to admit that they're gay. You know, it's just some people think in that fucked up way. You know, I've seen comments on the board. Like someone said that the suggestion that Whitney Houston was happiest when she was with a female friend who was possibly her partner. People see that as a sort of character assassination or as some kind of racist slur. It's got nothing to do with her race. It's about who she was as a person, who she felt comfortable with. But, you know, I mean, if you look at slavery, you know, slavery was ended partly because of moral issues, but also because it was an unfair economic advantage to the South, you know. People start getting in shit because of homophobia, you know, and it costs them money, then they'll be as happy to be nice around gay people as anybody else.
Yeah, that was actually a really good point about slavery. It did come down to economics.
But it was a big factor. Yeah.
But just like people accepting gays in certain areas, it came down to what is going to make us more money. Accepting a gay football player is not going to make anybody any more money. It really isn't. And accepting a gay rapper is really not going to make anybody any more money.
I think it'd be a lot of buzz around that.
There would be a lot of buzz because just like Lil B's I'm Gay had a lot of buzz because he called his album I'm Gay. People are curious. But I think that hip-hop fans as a whole were still stuck in this, you know, this Cro-Magnon fucking caveman mentality. And we're not going to accept a person that is part of a culture that's supposed to be so tough and hard. And we perceive homosexuals as being soft and dainty. We're not going to accept that. I mean, shit, look at Drake. People call him that, you know, faggot all the time. That's beyond ridiculous. You know, he's obviously not gay. He writes songs about women, you know, but people call him gay because he writes really sensitive songs. Those are completely separate fucking things.
I wanted to give some concrete examples so we can talk about, you know, rather than just, you know, wondering, assuming what's going on, right, what people think. I mean, looking at men and their feelings, like, on the fucking Mobb Deep, the Infamous, you know, it's like, real niggas who ain't got no feelings. And he talks about, you know, I got lots of love for my crew, that is. You know, there's all these contradictions about how a man is supposed to be, how you're supposed to interact with other men around you, how that then is perceived by other people. You know, there's a lack of vulnerability generally, and being gay is, you know, perceived as being the most vulnerable thing that you could be.
No one misunderstands those kind of lines. No one misunderstands, I got love for my niggas, I got love for my crew. No one misunderstands that as, I love you, I want you to have sex.
That's not what I said. I'm talking about the fact of there being, even just emotion, like, you know, I mean, because I think part of the problem that people have with homosexuality is that it's a threat among men on a homosocial level. Not homosexual, homosocial. The fact that, you know, unless that woman is still around, you are a bunch of guys sat in a room, okay? And if someone happened to be gay, if I was in that room, just the fact that I'm a gay person sat in that room changes the dynamic, you know, changes the way that you might feel about yourself, or you may or may not be worried about what I'm gonna do, how I'm gonna behave, what I'm gonna say, you know? But if people haven't grown up around any gay people, you're always just guessing. Like, you don't know what gay people are like, how they behave. Are they, you know, they're like aliens from some, you know, queer spaceship or whatever. You know, it's no different from people who've never met anyone from a different race.
I think at the, maybe the turn of the century, maybe, that, well, within the last decade or so, I think what you're having is, I think there, we are starting to become a little bit more accepting of the gay community. And I think that I think society as a whole.
You know what I think the problem is?
Right. Society as a whole, but not black people.
You don't think black people?
Hell no. Huh? We're not accepting gays or gays at all.
Yes, we are.
We have a lot of gay people in our community.
Yes, and how many do we have that don't want to come out? Yeah. DL, come on, dog. We're not accepting.
Yeah,
we're the worst
when
it comes to accepting
gays. And you know what I think the problem is? The problem is respect. And not even just, you know, respect gay people. I just think that we don't really respect people. You see what I'm saying? Because I feel what Ryan's saying in terms of, if he was in this room, you know, somebody outside looking in that was maybe a little bit more narrow-minded would definitely, his perception of what we're doing right now would change. You know what I'm saying? But it's because he doesn't respect the person. Because to me, a gay person, it doesn't matter to me. You know what I'm saying? It's all about the respect of a person. It doesn't matter if you're gay, if you're this, you're that. Because if you respect me as a person, you won't cross no boundaries. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, it's respect. If I respect you, it is what it is. It doesn't matter. You're a person. It doesn't matter if you're gay, you're black, you're white, you're Latino. I'm Hispanic and everybody else is black. It doesn't matter to me.
We have a dream.
At the end of the day, it's just about the respect. People don't respect gay people. But to me, you have to break that down, just like you break down white and black and everything else, and respect that person. Don't come in here disrespecting my house. at the end of the day, just don't disrespect me.
What are you about to say, King? No, I think I feel you. I feel you on that, but I think it still also has a lot to do with A, immaturity, and B, trying to appear cool among your accepted male peers. And I think those are the two things that we haven't really gotten yet.
But who's going to take a stand?
Let's talk about who's going to take a stand and say, you know what, man, that ain't fucking cool.
No, I fucking would. Are you serious? I definitely would because at the end of the day, it's about respect. It's all about respect. You have to respect people. You have to respect people first.
I think we're living in a fantasy world right now in this conversation, dog. Because I for one of the first times in months, I agree 100% with Ken. I don't, you are one in a million right now. And I think you deep down know that shit. You're one in a million right now. You know damn well that people don't think that way. People don't think that way. They look at situations like that. If he was in this room, the entire perception of our show would change. The entire perception.
And that's what I'm saying, and I agree. But the perception would change. And Ken asked, who would be the guy standing up talking about, hey, you know what I'm saying, that ain't cool.
One in a million. Most people wouldn't do that. They simply like, yeah, fuck that.
And then to me, those are the weak people. Those are weak
people. Yeah, we can say that, but that's the majority of people.
That
method of thinking is not going to change anytime soon. Gays are not accepted right now in hip-hop or in the black community.
Like Mike said, look at the comments that people be saying about him all the time, man. The comments is a proven fact that what people think of homosexuality, man. I mean, it's crazy.
I couldn't even try to count how many times someone says that to me on the show.
Even that video when you said, I ain't gay. Look how much...
Which was clearly, you know, tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah.
But they didn't get it. And they ran with it. And everything I say... They throw back with Mike's
your opinions don't count. I agree with the comments, man.
And I think that's what Ken was saying. Like you got
to think
of the society that we're in. People are not going to think what you're thinking, bro.
No. I just wanted to mention a lyric that caught my attention recently in the Immortal Tech. You know the free mixtape that you reviewed end of last year. There's this track called Natural Beauty. And there's a lyric where he said, and men who don't even like women control the business. It's almost like it's like a gay conspiracy theory. But it's like, what I was so focused on, presumably the homophobia of that, I didn't even realize you could just read that as saying that men don't like women, generally, full stop. You know, heterosexual men don't like women. You know, that comes across enough in hip-hop, never mind the homophobic angle. And then also, what does he mean? Like, does he know a record executive who's gay and he doesn't like him because of that or something that he's done? Or it's just a way of slack someone off?
Immortal Technique is clearly homophobic. He said a lot of shit throughout his career. He's clearly homophobic. So we all know what he meant by that line. He meant gay.
The thing with that line, like he said, men who don't even like women. Like, you can be a heterosexual and not like women. It's almost like... That line is so focused on gay people that actually it says more than that. It says men generally don't like women. That's another way that you could take that line, to me anyway.
Yeah, we could take it that way, but we all know what he meant. The Immortal Technique has plenty of lines where he says shit like that. A lot of those Rebel Arms guys do. And that's the perception of a lot of fucking hip-hop dudes. You know, hip-hop is still, to a degree, homophobic. And we're fooling ourselves if we're saying otherwise.
Go to an underground indie show and ask someone. I bet you they...
You'd probably be better off there than you would go into a fucking little lane show and ask about being gay.
You know what? I think that line is what Ryan was saying was more so based on, like, the conspiracy theories of, like, the military and shit. And, you know, just a whole bunch of that stuff that he's talking about. Because, you know, when... They say that even within our own government, there's a whole bunch of homosexual rituals and stuff to get into even in power and stuff in the government. So I think that that's what he was referring to. Hey, we all know what Immortal Technique talks about. And that line that he said, I think that's what he was referring to.
So to wrap up, do you think that hip-hop would ever have openly gay rappers or accept openly gay rappers?
You asking me?
Yeah.
I don't see why not. I mean, obviously, you know, you can say, hey, I mean, happened the thing. Some people will never accept it, just like they'll never accept anything. But some people won't want it without their control because the media will want to make money off of it and stir things up that maybe aren't even there. But, you know, it obviously could happen, you know. When and who, I don't know, but...
What do you think it'll take?
Sorry?
What do you think it'll take for it to actually happen and people accept it?
Well, I think that, you know, they're separate things. I think it'll take someone who loves themselves for who they are, has the support of their friends and family, and they can just be themselves, you know, and then whatever their vocation happens to be, if they're good at it, people will appreciate them for what they do, you know, either pay no mind to what they do in their private life or, you know, just accept it and, you know, they won't care.